That doesn't sound like an uplifting ending. That does not sound like a punching the air, really glad I sat through an hour and a half of domestic violence.
It's not all that. Oh, no.
I'm not sure, Mrs. Coleman, wherever you are. Where's your mother?
In Norfolk.
Is she listening?
I have no idea.
She probably is. We're big in Norfolk. They love us there. They love us there. There's a very good signal in Norfolk. It's low.
Oh, really?
There's nothing in the way.
That's true.
We beam direct to Norfolk. Now,
Can we say hello to Henry on a tractor in Norfolk?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Do you know him?
Yeah, he's an old boyfriend of mine, an old friend, but he's a farmer, and he said he was going to dig out a wireless especially for the occasion.
Oh, that was very nice of Henry. By the way, because I'm useless, I didn't say when you could see Broadchurch.
Ah,
I thought
I'm
we sold it
too.
Very well. I thought everyone was thinking, wow, this sounds great.
You've made it all up, you can't watch it.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Livy's just a pal, we're having lunch, and this way it's tax deductible. Broadchurch is on ITV, and it starts on Monday, March the 4th at 9 p.m. And good news, I discovered this during the record, there's 8 of them.
Yes, 8-hour-long episodes.
Fantastic. No, because I like to commit to something.
Well, yeah, and then when you come in Tuesday morning, you can all have a wager on who you think did it every week.
Yes, or I could just record it all, and then in 2 months, sit down and just have a big splurge.
Ooh,
of it.
That might be quite hard work. 8 hours in one go.
I enjoyed the one. I could have easily sat through another two.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good.
No, well, because also because it's a nice location. It's seaside-y.
It's
and,
very pretty.
It is. It's nice. I like you when you're walking along the beach. And everything. It's just nice. It looks like a nice place.
There's one beach scene. Well, actually, the bit where Jodie comes and discovers
awful.
But on that day, she dislocated my knee. So you can watch that and go, oh, that's when it happened.
Oh, now I'll have to look back at it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Was that because in the struggle?
Because we wanted it to be really real, and she went all method. And
wow, did you go all method and hit her very hard after she did your knee?
I should have done.
That sounds very sore.
It was quite sore, but luckily it popped out and popped straight back in again, so it didn't stay wedged. Everyone.
Yeah. Child, still dead over there. Yeah. Ow, my knee.
It's all about me.
My knee. Right. Let's get to some questions and comments from the listeners.
Right.
On Twitter, Julie Rich wants to know, can you please ask Olivia when the next series of Rev will be on? Is my favourite TV comedy programme Tar?
Right. I don't know. I think we're going to film it at the end of the year. So when it's on, not a clue.
Okay.
But it is going to happen.
See, it's one of those things, isn't it, with these shows like that, where all of you are doing so well. You've all got other gigs.
That's all going to go wrong.
Well, no, just you've all got other gigs, so it must be very hard to find a time in the schedule to get you all together.
And James Wood, who wrote Rev with Tom, James is obviously in demand, and he's writing for other people all the time. So, yeah. Sorry.
You should work with losers. Trisha in Hyde wants to know about working with Meryl Streep on The Iron Lady. Which must have been lovely.
It was amazing.
But is it...
Quite freaky.
Yes, I was going to say.
Because you were sort of working with Margaret Thatcher, you forget. And then underneath that, of all people, is Meryl Streep. So it's a real double whammy. And she was... Oh, she's just lovely.
And did you... I mean, did you meet Meryl?
Oh, yeah. So Meryl, you sort of saw her, I never saw her early morning because she had to get there so early to get the prosthetics on, but you saw her at the end and you saw her in rehearsals, and she's just gorgeous, lovely woman. So once the Margaret Thatcher voice stopped and they said cut and it was back to American Meryl.
So when they said cut, so Margaret Thatcher would just start talking like Meryl?
Yeah. Really, really weird.
That is very weird.
Yeah. And then she'd have to have massive air conditioner things on her because this rubber all over her face was roasting hot.
Dear.
Yeah.
And have you met Carol Thatcher?
No.
Have you heard from Carol Thatcher?
No.
Are you worried about bumping into Carol Thatcher?
A little bit, yeah.
But I don't think you should. I thought you gave a very sympathetic performance of Carol Thatcher.
Thanks. Well, hopefully she'll think so. But you never know, do you? I mean, if you saw someone...
I mean, if you bump into Mark, I wouldn't think he's going to be enjoying it too much.
He might not remember.
He didn't watch it.
No,
why would I go see that? But you know Carol's seen it.
I don't know.
Oh, she must have.
Yeah, she must have done. I hope she likes it.
Well, I thought it was very sympathetic. I thought it was, I mean, in that was a complaint about it, that in a way that it was too sympathetic.
Well, yeah, but it's, you know, it's a work of fiction, and who knows?
Yeah.
We've no idea what they, how they get on.
And it also was one of those things where you thought it was going to be a biog, but actually it's more like a kind of a study of old age and how all our lives end up in bin bags.
Exactly. That it, you know, even the most...
Yeah, it doesn't matter who you are.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why deep there were you? Oh yeah, me and Olivia. Yeah. Which sitcoms did you enjoy growing up? Who inspired you to go into acting? Ask Pam Grant.
Pam Grant, tricky. Sitcoms was that growing up?
Yeah.
God, I think I just, you know, watched along with the family. So we watched. What's it?
Oh, that one. I like that as well. Yeah, we watched that. Yeah.
Only Fools and Horses.
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Love that.
Yeah.
Fawlty Towers. I can't remember them all.
And were you one of those little girls who it was clear you liked acting, and did you go to kind of Saturday morning theatre thing and everything?
No, my first school play I did at 16 at school, and that's when a light went on for me, and I went, oh, I love this.
Wasn't that interesting? So it hadn't struck you before?
Well, I think most kids at some point probably think, I want to, you know, be in films. But it, that's as far as it went. And then I thought, I'll be a nurse, or I'll be a dog whisperer, or various astronaut, train driver, you know.
I wish you had done that. we're out of... One more. I feel bad. Very quickly then, Lewis Taylor in Croydon says, I've seen your face on billboards all over London this past week advertising Broadchurch. What do you make of such things?
I think I look like I've had a stroke on the billboards. Sorry, people who did the posters, they're beautiful.
ITV Marketing, oh, a lone gunshot.
I'm not going to get out live.
Well, listen, if you want to see Olivia's face moving, it's in Broadchurch on ITV. It's starting on Monday, March the 4th at 9 p.m. on ITV. Thank you so much for coming to see us.
Thank you for having
me. It's been too brief. Come back.
Okay, thank you.
Because you'll be promoting something else in a minute.
Oh, am I allowed to say something else?
Yes.
Putty 2 is the best cafe in Peckham.
Free coffee.
I know.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. She's one of the...